From KCFR News, I'm Mike Lamp. It took 12 years and 13 innings, but the Colorado Rockies are back in the Major League playoffs, starting a best-of-five series in Philadelphia tomorrow. Extra innings last night in Denver got the Rockies past San Diego 9-8. Matt Holliday scored the winning run, sliding home past a bobbled ball. Announcer Jeff Kingery called the play.
Swung on line to right. Giles makes the catch. Holliday's going to tag. Here's the throw coming to the plate. The tag by Barrett. He dropped the ball. Holliday is in. Rockies have won the game.
Rockies fans are not alone in cheering for last night's win. Downtown Denver business owners are celebrating the prospect of at least one more game at Coors Field and a lot of good exposure for the Rockies and their hometown. Jim Kirschheimer is Director of Economic Development with the Downtown Denver Partnership.
It's really exciting. I don't have specific numbers in terms of what the extended season means, but what I can tell you is that a game right up to the end, like we experienced last night, compared to a regular one, some of the businesses around the ballpark will tell you that they're running anywhere from 20 to 30 to 40% more in business than they would do for a typical game. So you take that plus having the extended season and having tens of thousands of very excited, happy fans down there, and it's all good news.
So it makes a difference whether the fans are happy at the end of the game.
Boy, I'll say, not just at the end of the game, but the level of excitement going into it, the fact that everybody wants to celebrate, whether it's a little ahead of time or after the fact, it's great.
Is there an effect even from the away games that we'll see this week, the TV exposure, even just the Rockies' presence in the playoffs before that national audience?
Oh, absolutely. It's similar to what the ski resorts experience, a spike in business after, let's say, a snowy Broncos game. It just brings that much more visibility to Denver and downtown in particular that we're very excited about.
Can you say something about what I assume must be some kind of ripple effect so that you have not only people leaving the baseball field and going to the bars and restaurants nearby, but people coming from out of town, staying at hotels, for example, and then deciding to come back for a vacation some other time of year, those kinds of things?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, you could say that, well, it's just a ball game and it's at Coors Field and you have X number of fans and that's pretty much what it is. But this has a huge ripple effect. And you do have people coming in from out of town, from a tourism and visitor standpoint. This is fantastic. And we also know from talking to a number of the companies that have relocated here, oftentimes the first exposure that a lot of the CEOs and upper-level management folks have to Denver can be in a situation like this. It could be a vacation that they took here, could be something they saw on television, a sporting event, that type of thing. So there is no question that the ripple effect is very, very significant.
Do you think that there are some business owners in downtown Denver who might secretly be rooting alternately for the Rockies and the Phillies in this series, just hoping to stretch out the series?
I wouldn't want to even speculate on that one. I'll let you check with them on an individual basis.
Jim Kirschheimer is Director of Economic Development with the Downtown Denver Partnership. The Rockies meet the Phillies tomorrow at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. They bring the series back to Denver on Saturday. I'm Mike Lamp, KCFR News.